This practice is building strength and stability, and you're listening to Julie Harris of Riverbend Coaching. This is a simple practice that allows you to connect more deeply with your core sense of strength and stability. For those of you familiar with yoga, it's based on cat-cow pose. This posture helps to cultivate a sense of your own capability and autonomy in the world, and is a great practice to try if you want to develop courage, confidence, and a feeling of solidity as you put your ideas out into the world. If you practice it regularly, you will start to build a physical awareness of your own strength and stability that you can sense into anytime you want to remind yourself of your own power. To prepare for this pose, you may want a mat, an additional padding like a blanket or towel to put under your knees if your knees are sensitive being in contact with the floor. A hard floor or a firm carpet is the best practice surface for this pose. Soft carpet will be more challenging for maintaining stability. Wear clothing that allows you to move freely. Although this is a simple pose that can be performed at most levels of fitness, you are the best judge of whether this pose is right for you. Be sure to consult with your physician if you have any concerns, particularly if you have any back, knee, or hip injuries. Here's how to do it. Come onto the floor on your hands and knees. Set yourself up so that your wrists are right underneath your shoulders and your knees are hip-width apart and right underneath your hips. Set yourself a firm and stable base for your movement by spreading your fingers wide on the ground and tucking your toes under so that the bottom of your toes are in contact with the ground. We'll start by gently warming up your spine. As you inhale, allow your belly to release down toward the earth. Move your sit bones back and apart and look up. As you exhale, pull your belly in. Round your back toward the ceiling like a Halloween cat. Look down toward your belly and lengthen your tailbone. Do these actions two more times, moving with your own breath. On your inhale, allowing your belly to release down towards the earth, your head to move up. On your exhale, pulling your belly in, looking in towards your belly. After exhaling the second time, bring your spine into a neutral position, where your belly is neither releasing down nor pulling in. Inhale in this neutral position, and as you exhale, pull your belly into your spine without rounding your back, and lift your right leg straight back behind you. Your legs should be parallel to the floor, and both of your hip bones, the bony protrusions at the front of your pelvis, should also be parallel to the floor. Flex your right foot to keep your leg engaged. If you haven't been engaging your core much lately, this may be enough for you. If you want more engagement, reach your left arm straight out in front of you, also parallel to the floor. Whichever version of the pose you're practicing, hold the pose for 3 full breaths. As you inhale, imagine pulling your arm and leg more deeply into your core, and hug your belly to your spine. As you exhale, continue to engage your belly and extend your arms and legs out from your core. Return your arm and leg to the original hands and knees position. Lift your left leg straight back, parallel to the floor with your toes flexed. Keep the hip bones parallel to the floor. Stay here, or lift your right arm forward. Again, hold this pose for 3 full breaths. As you inhale, imagine pulling your arm and leg more deeply into your core and hug your belly to your spine. As you exhale, continue to engage your belly and extend your arms and legs out from your core. Return your arm and leg to the original hands and knees position. Practice this pose one more time on each side. When you have finished, bring your knees wider apart, bring your big toes together, and move your hips toward your heels to rest in child's pose. Breathe in and out of your belly and notice the sensations of engagement and aliveness that you've connected to during this practice.